It's last call. Dancer girls are going to work or getting off. Soak glassy-eyed stares at their bare legs and barely their skirts. Oh, wait, let me start this over.
Yeah.
Friday night at Larson's Bar. It's last call. Dancer girls going to work, getting off. Soaked glassy-eyed stares at their bare legs and barely their skirts. Deep into their skin, where it won't be mentioned again. Boyfriend stole her car. Gonna be late to work. She needs a ride. Suddenly, everyone is deaf. The men who run machines, built like machines, draped in flannels, dirty ball caps and greasy jeans, they are gears. Each one of them, and made of gears, that groan but never break, that meditate in repetition, like screwing on bumpers or pounding beers. Men who the waitress screams at to get out, along with us, still sucking down the last of the rum, arguing about whose clock is right, that time is not arbitrary, even though we know that it is. These are men who shatter the silence of the early morning with threats and punches, intended for the invisible enemy of the air and the invisible enemy of the inevitable sunrise. Men who shoot angry laughs and beer breasts like bullets at some Wild West theater show, demanding the stars dance like minstrels, but refusing to tip. Ended our night at Larson's, where the second shift guys were just gearing up, grabbing 12 packs to go, and girls that might go too. It's strange how twilight softens the booze, the bad marriages, dead-end jobs, how it eases the hopeless eternity of being a working-class stiff. Dancer girl is crying on the curb, taking long drags off a long cigarette. The parking lot empties. In the rearview mirror, I see her stick her thumb out high toward the moon and wait.